There was an almost mind-boggling amount of information and data presented about suicide, but it was the personal stories that really made the room go quiet. Lawrence Altman was one of a handful of locals who took the stage to tell their story.
I care deeply about this valley. It's made my life fantastic. But over the beginning years of being here, through maybe 9/11 and the effects of some physical ailments that I had, I suffered from depression. And I always believed in that stigma that I had to man up, so to speak, and not get any help.
But eventually, Altman was able to see his situation from another perspective. He decided he would see a doctor if he had a broken arm, so he should see a professional for depression, too. And it made a huge difference for him.
So I thought if one person heard me say this in front of a bigger crowd than I ever imagined, that maybe they'll get some psychiatric help if they need it, because there's no shame in it.
That message that it's okay to get help when you're down or feeling stuck was echoed throughout the night. Local Nathan Flessner described his experience struggling with addictions, disorders, and depression.
One day, I gave up and I asked for help, and it's because of that I'm alive today. I don't need to man up. Me manning up is talking about my feelings and emotions because it makes me the man that I am. I don't have much more to say, but thank you guys.
A variety of professional experts were also on hand at last night's event. Columbia University researcher Kelly Posner is one of the nation's foremost experts on suicide prevention. She described how suicide is a growing problem worldwide, especially in richer nations, but the problem may have improved somewhat because of the wider use and availability of antidepressants. Posner and a panel of experts discussed how to spot when someone might be in danger of committing suicide and how to help them. The latter largely boiled down to doing everything possible to connect that person with a mental health provider. Resident Pat Ryan says he and his wife Kimber recently had that experience when they were able to help a new friend get counseling.
If you can reach one person, I got mine. Me and my wife got our one person. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my 64 years.
Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.